Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we've been calling Senior Moments. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 11 and what's called the Hall of Faith, the examples of the saints in the Old Testament. And this Sunday, we were looking at Abraham and Sarah and their story. And it really starts where God calls Abraham to leave his homeland. If you go back into the book of Genesis, you're going to find where this story where God is looking at Abraham. At the time, his name is Abram, and he calls him to go to leave his family. He and Sarah obviously get to go together, and their nephew Lot goes with them, but to leave their extended family and to go into a land that they don't know. What is so crazy in some ways about the story is, you know, when God calls him to go, he does not get a lot of details. He's given some promises. He and Sarah are given some specific promises throughout the course of the narrative that they're going to have a son, even though they are way past the age where they should be having children. They're going to be blessed, that God is going to bless them, and that through Abraham, through his descendants, God's going to bless all the nations of the world, and that God is going to give them the land that they go to as an inheritance. God takes Abraham out and says, look, walk the breadth and width and length of the land, and I'm going to give all of this to you and to your descendants. And so he has these promises, but there's a really crucial statement in the narrative where it says, God said that, and Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. His faith was credited to him as righteousness. You know, Abraham didn't do everything right in his life. He made mistakes. He did not always get things right, but what he did get right is that he believed God. When God spoke, Abraham took his word as truth and said, look, I believe that this is going to happen. I believe that God, when God says this, that God's going to come through and he's going to do this. That's what Abraham got right. And it was that faith, that belief in God and in his promises, in the faithfulness of God, was credited to him as righteousness. And, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, picks up with that theme in the book of Romans and talks about how, you know, Abraham was not justified by his works, by his deeds, and neither are we. It's not our performance that makes us right before God. It's whether or not we believe in the sufficiency of Christ. It's whether we have faith in God as being the faithful one, and that we believe what God did for us through Christ was enough. And he says, look, Abraham was justified by his faith. And so if we have faith, that's the way that we're children of Abraham. On Sunday morning, we took the route of kind of exploring this call to go, that Abraham, you know, had this call in his life to go out into a land that he didn't know, to follow the Lord. And so we talked about how, you know, that applies to us today as believers. And the way I said it was, you know, all of us are sent, but some of us will be called specifically to go. All of us, I believe, are called to live as missionaries in our context, wherever we live, in our jobs, in the school system, on our teams, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, believe we are called to represent Christ. We are called to make disciples. So all of us are sent in that way. But some of us, I think, will have a specific call in our lives to go on cross-cultural mission work where we are leaving what's comfortable, leaving behind what is comfortable, family, friends, where we've lived, where we've grown up maybe, to go somewhere else to share the good news of Christ. And that may be on a short-term basis, that may be on a long-term basis. And we had the opportunity actually to hear from one of our long-term missionaries at LifePoint. Her name is V, and she serves in Central Asia. And what I loved about her story, and as she was sharing about how she discerned the call to go, is she said, you know, basically, she said, I didn't have a magical moment where I heard audibly, you know, from the Lord, hey, you need to go here. What she talked mostly about was pressing into the Word of God. She said, look, I just spent time reading the Bible, reading the scriptures, and getting to know God's heart. And as I pressed into the Word, my heart for missions grew. My love for people who don't know and love Jesus grew because that reflects the heart of God. She said, I just kept seeing all over in the scriptures that God commands us to tell people about Christ. And so I think the way she phrased it was, she said, I didn't necessarily have a bunch of reasons to go as much as I had no reason to stay. I was sensing this call and I'm thinking, what's holding me back? And so she went, and as she took steps, God would show her the next step, right? She did not get a roadmap for here's how all of this is going to look. She just took steps in obedience to what she saw in the scriptures. And so as she was talking about that, obviously we could talk right now, and we did talk on Sunday about, you know, you discerning, what is your calling as far as mission work is concerned in your life? Do you sense and are discerning the call to go? But I think there's a first step here, and that is, are you spending time with the Lord in His Word? That's something that I think God has been walking me through personally, is am I guarding with discipline, guarding time in my day on a daily basis, in my week on a daily basis, for just time in the Word with the Lord, pressing in to get to know Him, to get to spend time with Him. That's not something I've always spent time reading the Word, but there are days where I get to the end of the day and realize, man, I didn't spend time today in the Word, whether because of schedule or kids or whatever it may be. I have to fight to build that time in, to guard that time, because I recognize this time is the most important time that I have, where I can be with the Lord alone, that I can spend it with Him, that I can get to know Him. And that changes the way I view everything else. And I think, you know, V touched on that in such a great way, where she just said, as you spend time with the Lord, your heart for missions grows, your heart for people grows, because that reflects the heart of God. And so I want to encourage and really challenge you this morning to ask that question. What does my time look like on a daily basis with the Lord? Am I engaging Him through His Word, whether that's listening to it or reading it? Am I engaging personally with the Word of God and making time for that? Because that is so crucial. Perhaps one of the most important things in your Christian walk is getting to know the Lord, pressing into Him through His Word. And so I want to leave you with that. I'm going to pray for you, and then I want to give you some time to reflect on that and pray for yourself. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for the opportunity that we have in the place in which we live to just freely open that on a daily basis. We have access to it. And there are places in the world where many people do not have access to it. And God, we don't want to take that for granted. And so help us to take that time on a daily basis to spend with you. And we know, Father, that's not the only way we spend time with you, but it is one of the primary ways we can spend time with you, is getting to know your Word, meditating on your Word, and pressing into you in that way, Father. And so, Father, I pray that we would do that. And as we do that, Father, that you would change us and grow us and shape us to look more like Jesus. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Well, take some time to pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.